So please register now at SonomaMediaGroup.com or call Kevin Wadlinger at 707-284-9116.
Well, I certainly hope you've enjoyed the music. I am Troy Duran. I have had a wonderful time tagging along with you and your weekend activities. It's time now for Sunday with Sinatra. Joe Piscopo comes in live from New York City right now on Jazzy 93.7 KJZY, Sebastopol.
It's Sundays with Sinatra.
I have discovered a young man whom I think is going to be a superstar. He's got good stage presence, great set of pipes. He's Italian. And he has a unique way with a phrase. But more than that, there's just something I like about the guy. You see what I think. You'll know what I think. Here's my new discovery, Joe Piscopo.
Thank you, Mr. Sinatra. Welcome to Sundays with Sinatra, with yours truly, Joe Piscopo, live from a frigid, kind of cold New York. And great to have you with us on this weekend. Just got back from Los Angeles, wanted to come in again live with you, live as live can be. No delay. We got a phone call. You can give us a call. We got a great show for you. I'm going to get it started. I'm going to let it just sit for a while, this show, because it is one of my favorite shows that I've ever seen Frank Sinatra do. It's the man and his music. He would do these specials. Don't forget, he did the album on his 50th birthday, right? It was called The Man and His Music. Great, great double album. Fantastic. And then when we've played that a number of times, which I love. He did a series of television specials in the 60s, A Man and His Music specials. The first one, he won a Peabody Award for. They won all kinds of awards for it. And the next year, 1966, he did a special, and he brought in his daughter, Nancy Sinatra. Ed McMahon did the voiceover. He brought in two of the finest arrangers ever in the history of all Frank Sinatra's world, Nelson Riddle and Gordon Jenkins. So I want to play the first. I have to tell you, I wanted to take a moment here on Sundays with Sinatra with Joe Piscopo live from New York, because this may be, these first three songs that I'm going to just let play, may be among the greatest performances from Frank Sinatra in front of a live television audience. It is my favorite. I could play this 1,000 times and I just look at it in amazement. You know, so they have a test, a set with a, like this swirly little, you know, set that is on there, you know, that looked very 60-ish, you know, a full orchestra that looked like there were like 70 pieces in the orchestra. You know, Mr. S, he comes on and the camera slides up and he does Fly Me to the Moon. Then he goes over to what looks like an architecture board, you know, for an architect. And it's a slant board that he would use in the studio sometime, put his music on it, and he does the greatest version of The Most Beautiful Girl in the World. And Nelson Riddle with bongo drums in the back with a B3 organ. And then closes it out with one of his best vocal performances ever, Moonlight in Vermont. All in one special, all in front of a live audience. So let's kick it off, please. Here's Frank Sinatra, A Man and His Music, Part 2.
What life is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me. Fill my heart with song. Let me sing. In other words,
featuring the orchestras of Nelson Riddle and Gordon Jenkins. And special guest, Miss Nancy Sinatra.
This is Frank Sinatra, back for another 60 minutes of acceptance and love. Say, do you remember the lovely Rodgers and Hart tune? The most beautiful girl in the world picks my ties out, eats my candy, drinks my brandy. Well, Nelson and I sort of bought the old girl a new dress. We didn't change her too much. Well, maybe a little bit, but we changed her.
The most beautiful girl in the world my ties out, eats my candy, she drinks my brandy. The most beautiful girl in the world, the most beautiful star in the world. She is a garbo, not even Dietrich, but a sweet trick. She can make me believe it's a beautiful world. Slippers are next to the ones that belong to the most beautiful girl in the world.
Sung that fast since they raided the band bus and threw Joe Bushkin in a clink. I think the only thing tougher than singing that is playing it. You see, I really wanted to find out how many notes the band had to actually wade through for this tune, so we ran the arrangement through a computer. I didn't get the answers, but the computer opens tomorrow night in New York at the Basin Street East. And from there goes the Jillies on a road company. You can take my word for it, though, there were a lot of notes in this chart, and they were played flawlessly. My point being, bless the musician. Mr. Stiff Upper Lip, Mr. Calloused Fingers, Mr. Blow Good and Beautiful, the man who makes the show come alive. Now, don't get the idea that music is the most important thing in my life. No, sir. First comes great books, art appreciation, philosophical discussion.
Well, now, that don't sound like me at all, I tell you that.
But music is a good part of my life, and I think it climbs your totem pole pretty high, too. What I'm trying to say is that when you're sad, there's a song that does your crying for you. And when the tension of daily life kind of ties knots in your spirit, why, a song can be your tranquilizer, your quiet pill. Yes, sir. Bless the musician, because without him,
great darkness would come over the land. Our emotions would fold their tents and silently steal away. Pennies in a stream, falling leaves, a sycamore, moonlight in Vermont. I see finger waves, snow trails down a mountainside, snow light in Vermont. Telegraph cables, they sing down the highway as they travel each bend in the road. People who meet in this romantic setting are so hypnotized by the lovely evening summer breeze, the warbling of the meadowlark, moonlight in Vermont. Telegraph cables, how they sing down the highway as they travel each bend in the road. And people who meet in this romantic setting are so hypnotized.
That is one of his best vocal performances anywhere. Joe Piscopo, Sundays with Sinatra. Happy Sunday, live from New York. That's got to be Mr. S's. I'm stunned at his performances, kicking off the special like that in front of a live audience. And it takes such patience to lay into the music with a full orchestra. And, you know, he was Mr. One Take, you know. So this is so celebratory. A Man and His Music, part two, you know. 1966, June 4th and 5th in 1966, he recorded this. Hey, I got to stop here just for a second because I know it's early. I've got a lot to talk about. I just came in from L.A. Had a great time in L.A. With Frankie Valli, Chris Pratt was there, John Favreau was there, all at Marvel Studios with Anthony and Joseph Russo and the great Russo family. So I'm going to tell you all about that. But, you know, when Mary calls, you got to clear the airwaves. And she's calling in apparently from Puerto Rico, baby. Mary, Hoboken Mary, what are you doing? Where are you?
San Juan, Puerto Rico. That's right. Right on my balcony, looking down at the water. Me and my friend Ann are here, and today there was a festival in San Juan. Today was the last day of a festival, so they let us get off the ship, and we walked a little bit around,
yeah.
And then we came back to the ship, Joe.
Yeah.
Beautiful, just beautiful. Well, everything is beautiful.
Tell me, you know, I'm embarrassed to tell you, I don't think I've ever been to Puerto Rico, Mary. I don't think I've been there. It is no, they tell me it's just gorgeous, huh? How warm is the weather? Because we're freezing in New York.
Huh? 82, I think, today.
Oh,
82, Joe. Huh? Yes.
And did
today
they
was the first day, Joe, though, really, that we were able on the ship to go out in the sun, go in the jacuzzi, you know what I mean? Because the past 3 days getting here, Joe, was very cold, you know?
Oh, I get it. Yeah. God, you are unbelievable how you get around. Now, you got to tell me, did anybody recognize you in Puerto Rico yet? Did they say it's Spanish?
Everybody I meet when I start talking, I say one little thing and then they want to hear more, Joe.
Somebody said, our buddy Babylon Eddie said they're going to name a Bulova watch after you soon, Mary.
I don't even have a Bulova watch, so I don't know how to tell time.
All right, Daddy knows what to do. I got it. I hear you loud and clear. Mary, thank you. So just travel safe. And who are you traveling with now? Who are you traveling with?
My friend Ann Catalano, her name is.
Great.
And she's very nice. We get along great. They separated our beds. Because when we came in the room, it was one big bed. We said to the guy, could you make it two? He said, no problem. And so we got two beds now.
Mary,
we'll
you're the
take care of him at the end of the trip. Joe, I still got how many more days? Around eight or seven. I don't know.
Oh, my God. Wait, where are you going after Puerto Rico? Where are you going after Puerto Rico?
We got to go. No, tomorrow we go to St. Lucia.
Okay.
Then we go to St. Kitts.
What?
Then we go to St. Thomas. Yeah, we got about four more islands.
You are unbelievable.
And Joe, would you believe it? Today's the only day I could have used the phone. Today.
Oh.
The only day.
Because you can't get it out
That's
there.
It.
Yeah, and just watch some of those, you know, the purser and watch those people. They're gonna see you traveling, gambling. They're gonna go, hey, I want to be with this girl. Be careful, will you? Watch your back, will you, please? Huh? All right.
So I was at the crap table and I was standing near the guy. So I'm going 4-2, 5-1, 3-3. He goes, wow, you know all those numbers. I go, it all makes sense. Oh, I tell you the truth. We never heard it before. Would you believe it, Joe?
You're the best.
3-3, 4-2, 5-1.
Mary, you take care of yourself, and God bless you.
All right,
you.
I'll talk to you next week.
I can't wait. Travel safe. God bless you, Mary. Hoboken Mary, the one, the only, with Joe Piscopo. You can't make it up. They got to follow her around with a camera, man. She is, talk about a reality show. I got it. It's Hoboken Mary, travels the world. Oh, man, he calls it to Joe Piscopo on Sundays with Sinatra, live from New York City. We're coming right back at you.
It's Sundays with Sinatra.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation supports America's greatest heroes, U.S. service members and first responders who die or are catastrophically injured in the line of duty, and homeless veterans. These are heroes we all owe a debt of gratitude to. The Foundation's Gold Star Fallen First Responders Smart Home and Homeless Veteran Programs honor the sacrifices made for us by the men and women who risked their lives and bodies for our country and our communities. The Foundation's Never Forget Programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America with over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings and barbecues. The Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute educates kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about America's darkest day while helping our nation keep its vow to never forget. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes directly to its programs. Never forget 9/11 or the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. It's t2t.org.
Dr. Tom's work is truly world-class.
Introducing another grateful client of Dr. Tom Cosmetic Surgery in Santa Rosa, Napa, and Maui.
I'm a flight attendant, and believe me, when it comes to plastic surgery, I have seen it all. Luckily, my friend told me about Dr. Tom's website. I took a look soon after I met him. I was immediately taken by his warm and authentic demeanor. I love that he only uses local anesthesia. That made all the difference to me. I decided on two procedures, breast augmentation and Botox. Now, whenever my girlfriends see me in a bathing bathing suit, the first thing they ask me, after they tell me how amazing I look, is where did you go? I want that. My answer? Dr. Walter Tom in Santa Rosa. He and his staff are the best the world over, and I've been all over the world.
For your complimentary consultation with Dr. Tom, call 707-542-8346.
Let's stay young together.
Visit Dr. Tom Cosmetic Surgery in Santa Rosa, Napa, and Maui. Online at drtomcosmetic.com. That's drtomcosmetic.com.
KJZY.
This is Sundays with Sinatra with your host, Joe Piscopo, on Music Radio.
Right now, here's one of the greatest saloon songs since the Temperance League blew it, baby.
Joe Piscopo on the radio, Sundays with Sinatra, live from New York. Happy Sunday. Great to have you with us. We're celebrating A Man and His Music, part two, a 1966 television special starring Mr. Sinatra with Nelson Riddle, Gordon Jenkins. And of course, just to give credit, Fly Me to the Moon, Bart Howard wrote that, you know, and that was before the Apollo 11 landed on the moon. The most beautiful girl in the world from that movie, Rodgers and Hart. Moonlight in Vermont, the classic, the vocal performance by Mr. Sinatra, second to none. From John Blackburn, Carl Susdorf, Nelson Riddle conducting the orchestra. So Sonny Bono wrote a song, and Mr. Sinatra and Nancy recorded it. We're going to save it until the bottom of the hour. But right now, Nancy is guest starring with Frank Sinatra. She's guest starring with her dad. She loved her dad so, so much. They had such a close relationship. But check this out. This is on Broadway, Nancy singing for her dad.
You ain't had
That's a shimmy, shimmy, go, go. That was, Nancy, we were going over this and loading the show in, pre-show. We were watching Nancy, who, by the way, a huge star in the 60s, Nancy Sinatra. And again, Mr. S had his daughter guest star in this special. And she epitomized the 60s, man, with the shimmy, shimmy, the thing, the shaking dress and the boots and everything. We got more of that. When we come back, I want to play something special, a twofer that I put in my love for Frank Sinatra and the Sinatra family brain, you know? That'll come up in a minute. But I have time to take a call. Let me go to Keith in Pennsylvania. Hi, Keith. Always appreciate your call and a happy Sunday to you, my friend.
Happy Sunday, Joe. God, it's hard to follow up with Hoboken Mary. I mean, there's two women I fear on the show is Janet and Hoboken Mary.
Yeah, that's it. That's all right.
Yep. Just one request, if you can, if not today,
okay.
When you get a chance.
Hey, okay.
This town.
Yeah, you know, thank you, Keith. Thank you always for listening. And we'll get to the rest of the calls, 800-848-9222. Ava is at the call board. Matt Blaze is at the board, and we're going to come back. But I'm going to come back with a twofer special. You got to stay tuned, because I'm celebrating A Man and His Music Part 2 with some extra things on it. Joe Piscopo, live from New York. It's freezing. We're keeping you warm.
Hey, you got a second? Do you ever have any idea how bad sugar is for you? It causes inflammation, which can lead to various illnesses. Well, I found the solution, even for you. Lady, Sweetamine, a sweetener that tastes like sugar and provides 8 grams of glycine per serving. There's no carbs, no sugar, no artificial sweeteners, and it's great for diabetics. Use a packet a day in coffee, smoothies, or whatever. It tastes great. Get rid of your inflammation. Go to Sweetamine.com. That's Sweetamine.com.
One in every 5 businesses gets hacked. Why? Security requires identifying how many computers your business has. You probably don't know, and your cybersecurity team likely doesn't know either. Most companies underestimate their vulnerability points by 15% or more. Payment processors, printers, and other network devices. Ericsson's Cyber Z Suite pinpoints and secures these devices and ensures total system coverage. Call Ericsson 908-878-7717. 908-878-7717. Ericsson 908-878-7717.
First 5 Sonoma County promotes the healthy development of all Sonoma County children from the prenatal stage through age 5. Approximately 60% of young children in our community live in households where they are learning 2 languages at the same time. While some may think this can be confusing for young learners, it actually promotes optimal child development. Sharing your home language can help children be proud of their culture, making them confident at home and school for higher self-esteem. Raising your children to be bilingual helps with brain development, increased memory, flexibility, and focus. Dual language learning improves a child's long-term social, emotional, and academic health. Strong home language skills combined with English language skills will help set them up for success in school and life. So encourage your children, your grandchildren, and your family to speak in their home language. Talk, read, sing with the children in your life in all languages. It changes everything. To learn more, visit first5sonomacounty.org.
It's always jazzy. KJZY.
The chairman of the board, Old Blue Eyes.